earlier in the program, we spoke to the Prince George School District, where declining enrollment is creating budgetary challenges. But the North Peace School District in Fort St. John is facing the opposite problem. Too many students, not enough schools. Doug Boyd is the Secretary Treasurer for School District 60, and I have him on the line this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
How quickly is your school district growing?
Well, we are growing at a fairly steady pace in the past 2 years, not including this year. Here, we grew about 228 students, and the ministry is projecting that we'll have another 150 next year.
Wow, so that brings things up close to 400. Where are all these kids coming from?
Well, again, the birth rate seems to be fairly high in our region, and so that's where we're seeing a lot of the students coming in at the kindergarten level. But we also have a lot of individuals coming from other parts of the province as well as out of province.
And are families moving there for work in the resource industry typically?
Typically, yes. That's the main reason why people arrive here.
All right. So we're seeing an increase of over 200 students, a projected increase in the next few years. What's the capacity like at the schools there already?
We're already at full capacity for most of our in-town schools. We have very little space. And so what's been happening is we've tried to accommodate the students by using all of our multipurpose rooms and so on.
Huh. And what are the next steps? If the multipurpose rooms are already in use, what are you looking to do?
Well, we're going to have to look seriously at portables until a school is basically authorized.
And what do you mean until a school is authorized? What's the plan?
Well, we've been putting in for new schools in our vicinity, and we're hopeful that the ministry will recognize the growing need and accommodate us with providing a school facility for us.
As I mentioned earlier on, Prince George is facing an opposite challenge. They're facing budgetary challenges because of a declining student population. How does the current budget affect the expansion of students in Fort St. John?
Well, it's a bit more unique in the sense that with growing population, you end up, because we're funded per student allocations, we'll get more money for those new students coming in. But our decrease is still the same as everyone else, so we're still having to be tighter in our allocations, and our budget cuts are having an impact.
So how do you look at building new schools, even getting portables, when you have those budget restrictions?
Well, if we are provided a new school, then the ministry funds that directly. That's not out of our operational budget, so that's the only way we could do it.
Now, the city of Fort St. John has set aside land to sell to the district to build new schools on. How quickly do you see that happening?
Well, we're hoping that, as we have indicated already, that working with the ministry and the local municipality, we're hoping that we can accomplish that fairly soon. The biggest thing is the ministry has to do any announcements in regards to school sites and so on. And we're hoping that that will come sooner than later.
And how soon do you need that to come?
Yesterday. Actually, we could use it right away. But again, we have to be realistic in the sense that when you do get a school announced, it's still going to take, you know, 2 years minimum to build it and have it actually enrolling students.
Right. So if you've already seen an increase of over 200 students, you're expecting, at least considering ministry estimates, another few hundred possibly. What does that mean in September for students?
Well, we're looking at fairly tight classrooms as the first step, and then with portable placing on, we're having to look at one as early as September.
And for resources and programming for all those extra students?
Well, again, when the funding arrives, it arrives based on the per capita. So funding will still come with those students, and we can still do the same programming, keeping in mind, of course, all the budget constraints that are associated with it.
Before I let you go here, Doug, how long do you expect this growth will last?
Well, the projections for the region are quite extensive. The city are looking at issues such as the major projects, Site C, LNG projects. If any of those come to full fruition here, their city is looking at doubling. So that will mean that we have continuous growth. If we look at our projections out to 2023, they're still growing.
So you're going to be pretty busy.
We are indeed.
All right. Well, thanks for the catch-up today, Doug. We'll look forward to speaking with you again as things continue to expand.
Okay, thank you very much.
Doug Boyd, Secretary Treasurer for School District 60. His district is looking at building two new schools in Fort St. John to keep up with the need there. Today, Fort St. John City Council will discuss rezoning a piece of agricultural land so that a school can be built there in the future. And if you live in Fort St. John, we want to hear from you.